Hi, Tiana. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Pretty good. So in November, you were not sure how the SNAP cuts would affect your monthly food stamp stipend, and you thought you might have a 5 or 6% decrease in money. What ended up happening?
So I went from $793 in food stamps down to $220 in food stamps, from $220 to $200, and then finally down to $163.40.
Why did it keep going down?
Because I was working at the time. My husband was working part-time as well, and we received a big decrease because we were working. And then once the SNAP cuts came, I received an additional cut. So I actually was cut four times.
And how are you making up for the loss of so much money? You've got a family of five to provide for.
It's really difficult. It's really hard. You know, right now, I'm at my wit's end, you would say, but I'm hopeful that things will get better. At the end of the month is when really things become really, really, really hard, because you always run out of your food stamps at the end of the month. So right now I'm speaking to you, and it's there's no food stamps left in my house. There's barely no food in the cupboards. There's nothing left in the fridge. So things are, today is not a good day for me.
Do you have friends or family you can lean on?
I do, but, you know, so many people are going through so many struggles right now with, you know, not having stable jobs and them also getting cuts themselves. So, you know, I don't like to, you know, lean my problems on other people, because I'm a big girl. You know, I have a wonderful husband, and we try to make do. We try to make do as best we can.
You're not working now, and your most recent job at a rec center was seasonal. Will you work again when the weather gets better?
My goal is to work again, yes. My goal is to actually, you know, hopefully go back to the job in which I was working. Right now I'm currently in a ongoing fight for my medical benefits, but my goal is to, yes, seek employment again.
You were able to attend the State of the Union address as the guest of Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey. What an amazing opportunity.
Oh, it was very, very amazing. I was just so humble and so grateful to be able to go and sit in a forum and to represent so many Americans that go through what I go through on a daily basis and the daily struggles. I felt like I wasn't sitting there alone. I felt like I was sitting there being a representative for just so many people. And it was very nice. And I was very grateful to Senator Casey and his office for the invitation.
What did your kids think about this experience?
My kids, well, they were very excited, but they also were a little sad because they didn't want mommy to leave for 24 hours, you know, but they were really excited. Some of my children's teachers at their school had actually seen me in the interview that I did with Senator Casey on that Monday in 30th Street. They were just like, you know, wow, you know, you're such a good speaker, and we're so proud of you. My neighbors, my family and friends, you know, one of my neighbors really brought tears to my eyes because she told me that I was speaking out for her, and, you know, she was just so elated that I could be able to be there and speak out for her and have a voice for her.